And your K107.1 Packer pregame coverage brought to you by the Fond du Lac Quarterback Club and the Fondy Junior Football League, the premier youth football program in the South Valley. We're going to jump on the K-lines this morning, bring in Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, we are, the Packers that is, 180 minutes away from hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. How do we feel right now?
Well, if you're a Packers fan, you've got to be excited about the possibility of the Packers playing for the NFC Championship next week. I think it's certainly a possibility and even possible that the Packers could return home for a home game if Seattle does business over in Atlanta this weekend as well.
The Packers, of course, traveling to San Fran. The coverage starting at 4 o'clock on Saturday. The kickoff at 7 on K107.1. Now, we like to check in with you, mainly our go-to guy for injuries. One sort of injury or something that might get the guys on the injury report is what everybody's feeling, Brian, this week. The flu a little bit. You saw Coach McCarthy's pregame or postgame last week, and he could barely get through it. He was hacking up a lung. Randall Cobb in his postgame interviews sounded very ill. Are the Packers, the flu bug, it's coming to them, is it not a little bit?
Yeah, the flu bug seems to be making its way around the Packers locker room. A couple weeks ago, several members of the offensive line had it. Don Barclay was a notable story a couple weeks ago, being able to get through the game. But the word is this week is in his interview, his radio interview in the ESPN Milwaukee affiliate and ESPN radio affiliate in Milwaukee, that Aaron Rodgers has been sick this week. Now, I'm not sure there's anything to be alarmed about, and I'm not sure very highly doubt it's anything that's going to keep prevent him from playing. But the word is Aaron Rodgers is dealing with a little bit being under the weather, I guess.
It's something to at least mention as we move forward. The Packers maybe more healthy than they've been at any other time in the season, getting a lot of their pieces back. Jordy Nelson, is he going to be all right? I know he was kind of roughed up last week.
Yeah, from all indications, I know head coach Mike McCarthy said during his press conference that he expects the wide receivers to play, meaning Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. So there's no reason to think those guys won't go. You know, they've kind of been dealing with a little bit of injuries here and there or a little bit of sickness, but they should be a go for Saturday's game.
The Packers and 49ers going to square off in the NFC divisional round, a matchup that has some legend to it come the postseason, Packers and Niners. And they're going to face a Niners team that's a lot different from the Niners team they faced in week one. That was a 30-22 loss for Green Bay, a game that was not as close as that score indicated. But they had a couple of different pieces, mainly Alex Smith was the quarterback at the time, Colin Kaepernick the quarterback now. Is it better for the Packers that they're facing Kaepernick, or is it actually worse?
I would think the Packers have the advantage this game at the quarterback position. You've got Aaron Rodgers, who's, you know, very well-versed in what it takes to win in an NFL playoff game, having won a Super Bowl and being named MVP, whereas the San Francisco 49ers, albeit they have a very talented quarterback who has a lot of potential, this is Colin Kaepernick's first playoff game ever. They had the bye last week, so I think the Packers have the advantage. And, you know, just in my mind, I think it's more likely that the Packers can force Colin Kaepernick into mistakes rather than the 49ers facing Aaron Rodgers into an interception or anything along those lines.
Well, at the very least, the Niners have two capable quarterbacks, as we learned last week, or as the Vikings learned last week. That's always a positive when you have a backup that can come in here. Not every team is going to throw to Joe Webb in the playoffs, so the Packers got to really bring it this week. And what do they do that, Brian? What are some keys for the Packers offensively and defensively to make sure they come out with a ticket to the NFC Championship after this weekend?
I think the Packers on offense are going to want to spread out the 49ers defense. A lot of times the 49ers take their awesome linebacker Patrick Willis off the field and kind of like those passing situations to get an extra defensive back on. So if the Packers can do that, line up a lot of wide receivers and spread them out and, you know, toss the ball around the field with Aaron Rodgers spreading it to all his weapons, they'll certainly be a key on the offensive side. On the defensive side, I think it's all about containing Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's certainly a running threat. The Packers saw the read option last week from Joel Webb, the one good thing Joel Webb could do, and they'll see more of it this week in Colin Kaepernick. So a little bit of running threat from him, and then complemented by Frank Gore. The Packers can stop the running game. They'll put Colin Kaepernick in long down and distance, like third and long, and that certainly is a good thing for the Packers' D.
It's a pretty even matchup, Packers-Niners, Saturday, 7 o'clock, the kickoff. You look for predictions online, you're going to see pretty much a split right down the middle. The Niners only favored by 3 points, and every home team gets 3 points. So it's about as even as they come. It should be a very exciting game. Brian Caravu, prediction from you, my friend.
I'm going with the Packers this week. I'm going to predict them 28-21. This is a experienced team who knows how to win on the playoffs and the road. Like I said, I think the advantage at quarterback will probably be the difference in this game. And Packers, hopefully, 1 week from now, will be playing for the NFC Championship.
Well, we're going to talk to you on Monday. Hopefully, we have an NFC Championship to look forward to. We'll talk with you again on Monday. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks, Brian.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.